Yes, without doing so on the scoreboard, you know, wonderful passages of rugby. Yeah, fantastic defence from Exeter, and I'm sure for the neutral, it was an immense game of rugby to watch. And, you know, with 15 minutes to go, it was on a knife edge, but it looked as if we probably, well, we had been probably the better side during the course of that first hour or so. But fair play to them, they took their chances and the game suddenly went away from us, and that, you know, they're a good side.
You've made the perfect start as well with Matt's try inside 3 minutes, and you got the perfect start to the second half as well when you got the intercept from Nick Evans.
Absolutely, you know, that was, you know, a little bit of luck on our side actually there, and that gave us a lift. But as I said, it looked as if we'd sort of were getting to a point where we could just about steer the ship home, and just one small bounce of the ball and then that set up and then another one, and then suddenly the game's away from you. And even at the end, you've got to line out 5 yards out, you get penalised, and suddenly again another bounce of the ball and the game's gone, and the guys stuck at it, you know, to score right at the end. Should have been a losing bonus point, but it wasn't. And, you know, that's the thing, you score 3 tries, you lose by whatever it was, 12 or 13 points. You don't get a bonus point even from a performance which, frankly, as I said, we've played a lot worse than that this year and won.
In some ways, does that make it a bit more disheartening when you play that well and end up losing and not even, as you say, getting the bonus point? Because sometimes you see sides not playing so well, get a losing bonus point and get something from a game when you play as well as that tonight.
Yeah, I think it's disheartening losing. It's not disheartening seeing your team play like that. The intensity of the performance was very high. I won't be derailed by a result, an outcome, when I know how well the players have played tonight. And I'm not hiding from the errors, mistakes, incidents that have occurred that have led to, frankly, three, four bounce of the ball tries they scored. And we've got to look at that and see, well, what was that all about and how could we have avoided it?
2 games to go. You've got Wasps and then Northampton. You've been clear for the last month or so now that the top six is really the aim for Harlequins this season, to get back to the Champions Cup, and that is still on track.
Yeah, definitely. You know, obviously we can't control the results of the other games. We'll see how that goes. Yeah, I think there are probably down to about ninth. They're still in competition for sixth and, remember, seventh as well. So we'll just have to see how those games go. But if we can deliver the intensity of performance in 2 weeks' time that we did tonight and get a little bit of bounce of the ball, a little bit of luck, then we know how good a side Wasps are. But frankly, you know, I would take that if we can perform as well as that